The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says Iran will continue to support any nation or group that chooses to confront Israel. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei was speaking during Tehran's Friday prayer sermon. He said Israel is a cancerous tumor which must be removed. He also said anti-Iran sanctions have proven ineffective. Iran has successfully launched another satellite into orbit. Navide El Mosanat, which literally means good news of science and industry, has been put into orbit at an altitude of between 250 and 370 kilometers. It's a domestically built telecom and remote sensing satellite which is aimed at boosting Iran's telecom and research capabilities. In Saudi Arabia, people have held a protest rally in the oil-rich eastern province to condemn the regime forces' killing of demonstrators. In the towns of Ghatif and Awamiya, demonstrators called for the prosecution of policemen responsible for shooting protesters. They also demanded the release of political prisoners. Israeli warplanes have attacked several parts of the besieged Gaza Strip. Medics say a Palestinian man and a child were wounded in the latest Israeli airstrike on the coastal strip. The Israeli military has confirmed the attacks, which came just hours after a visit by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Two protesters have reportedly been killed in an anti-government rally in the Egyptian city of Suez. Dozens of protesters have also been injured in clashes with police in Cairo. The demonstrators were angry over the death of 74 people after a football match in Port Said on Wednesday. Freezing weather in Europe has so far claimed 164 lives, as more of the same has been forecast. Temperatures have dropped to record lows in some parts of the continent. In Ukraine alone, 63 people died in the cold snap. Most victims are from among the growing ranks of the homeless. Anti-British protests have flared up in Argentina following the arrival of Britain's Prince William on the Malvinas Islands. Demonstrators have been calling on Buenos Aires to break off all relations with London. The Malvinas Islands are at the centre of a diplomatic row between Argentina and the UK. And a leading British think tank says the UK economy is in recession and will further shrink in 2012. The National Institute of Economic and Social Research has predicted a drop of 0.1% in GDP this year. It also sees Britain's jobless rate rising to 9.1%.